I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We begin with the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church coming up November 2nd. More than 310 million Christians around the world face brutal persecution. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, this day of prayer matters deeply because it reminds suffering believers they are not forgotten. This year's focus is on the Christians in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Join believers worldwide in prayer at missionnews.org. Then when a man we'll call Ramon first heard the full gospel of Jesus, his life in Egypt was full of darkness. Eric, we met with Uncharted Ministries, says Ramon spent his life pursuing black magic. An Uncharted team member recognized Ramon's desire for purpose and power and told him about Jesus. He was moved by Jesus' power, kindness, and purpose for his followers. When he accepted Christ, he burned his magic books. Praise God and pray for more like him. Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries, on Ruth Kramer.